Title: Major Arbitral Institutions Update Guidance Regarding COVID-19. Content: Since our last update, a little over a month ago, many major arbitral institutions have updated their guidance regarding COVID-19 in light of the continuing impact of the pandemic on ongoing proceedings. Below, we have included updated guidance from major arbitral institutions and expanded the chart to include a number of new institutions. 13 major arbitral institutions, I, also issued a joint statement regarding arbitration and COVID-19. 2. The statement encouraged parties and arbitrators to work together to mitigate the effects of COVID-19 on proceedings while still ensuring fairness. Arbitral Institution Guidance Australian Centre for International Commercial Arbitration. 3. The Australian Disputes Centre is closed for new bookings until May 18, 2020, but the ADC is accommodating existing bookings. All visitors are required to complete a health and travel declaration. New filings can be submitted via the ASICA SE filing system or via email to the ASICA Secretariat at secretariat@asica.org.au. 4. The ASICA website provides information about how parties should pay registration fees. 5. The ADC website offers information on ADC Virtual, the ADC's online dispute resolution platform. 6. German Arbitration Institute, DIS. 7. The DIS Berlin office is temporarily closed for an indefinite period of time. The Bonn office remains open. Requests for arbitration should be sent to case management at disarb.org or fax to +49 0228 391 815 222. Hong Kong International Arbitration Center, 8. The HKIAC premises remains open and operational for hearings. All guests are required to complete a health declaration form confirming, 1. They have not traveled outside of Hong Kong for the past 14 days, 2. They are not living with someone who has traveled outside of Hong Kong for the past 14 days, 3. They have not, to their knowledge, been in direct contact with anyone diagnosed with COVID-19, and 4. They are asymptomatic. All guests will also be temperature screened. International Center for Dispute Resolution, 9. No hearings will take place in AAAICDR facilities until at least June 1, 2020. Case management staff will contact parties and arbitrators to discuss alternative arrangements for hearings, including video and teleconferencing or postponements. The ICDR strongly encourages filing arbitration and mediation cases online. The website provides guidance for hearings taking place outside of AAAICDR facilities. Case management staff will promptly coordinate calls to address concerns re-offsite hearings. International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes, IECS, ICSID online hearing services and technology are available in all ICSID cases at no extra charge, as well as those conducted under other procedural rules. ICSID encourages parties and tribunals to discuss options for online hearings with their ICSID secretary. Other questions can be directed to the hearings team at ICSIDbookings@worldbank.org. International Chamber of Commerce, 11. The ICC has issued the ICC guidance note on possible measures aimed at mitigating the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. This document provides detailed guidance on possible ways to mitigate the effects of COVID-19 on ICC arbitrations. Parties may find the guidance reorganizing and conducting virtual hearings, including a checklist for protocol on virtual hearings, most useful. Japan Commercial Arbitration Association, 12. All communication regarding pending arbitration and mediation cases should be sent to the following email addresses for the respective JCAA secretariats: Tokyo Head Office, arbitration@jca.org.jp, Osaka Office, arbitral-osaka@jca.org.jp, Korean International Arbitration Board, 13. The Seoul International Dispute Resolution Center remains open and operational. The Seoul IDRC provides virtual hearing services as an alternative to in-person hearings, and more information can be found on the Seoul IDRC website. Contact Seoul at cab.or.k or re-questions about virtual hearing services. Singapore International Arbitration Center, 14. The SIAC offices are closed, and all communications with SIAC should be through email. Do not send physical copies of documents to the office. Questions re-case administration should be directed to casemanagement@siac.org.sg. Notices of arbitration and applications for emergency interim relief should also be filed at this address. 15. All K.